Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the morning shift at 7:04. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson. Bo Morgan making his grand return tomorrow morning. Dylan is hanging out behind the glass. And this hour is brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. Now, Hawks preseason kicked off last night. Not the outcome we wanted. Lost to the Rockets in Houston. Final score is 122-113. MLB postseason continued last night. Brewers beat the Cubs 7-3. Brewers are up in the series 2-0. Dodgers beat the Phillies 4-3. Dodgers are up 2-0. And today, the Mariners take on the Tigers at 4:08. Blue Jays play the Yankees at 8:08. LeBron James put out another teaser saying he's got a major announcement today with his second decision. Happens at noon, so we don't have to wait too long for that. Mark Sanchez's charges have been up to felony charges for the altercation he got into over the weekend. His arraignment was scheduled for today. It has now been moved to November. But as far as Monday night football, interesting game. Jags won 31-28. First of all, Travis Hunter showed up looking like Ralphie from A Christmas Story last night.
I didn't see this. No. I got to go back and look at this.
Pink hoodie with the thick glasses. I'm not hating on it. It was just my very first thought when he walked in the building. But as
that
far as
sounded
the,
really close to hating. So as I'm not I, as on I look it. For it. Okay.
A Christmas Story is one of my favorite movies.
Okay.
If I could dress like Ralphie every day, I would. But as far as the game, Trevor Lawrence on his birthday had one of the biggest moments of his career. He tripped when his guard stepped on his foot, went to the ground. He got up, though, and found a lane and ran in for a 10-yard touchdown to win the game.
Yeah, and I want to give credit to our buddy Squidbilly because he sent me this, and I ended up tweeting about something else, but there is a tweet out, and you can catch it on my Twitter account, at MPJohnson79, and I retweeted it, quote tweeted it, and it's talking about watching Chris Jones, the all-everything, future Hall of Fame defensive tackle, for the Kansas City Chiefs on the touchdown play. And when I tell you this man does not move, he doesn't move. Like he rushed the passer, did like a SWAT thing, just kind of stood there, kind of thought about going after Trevor Lawrence. And my response was, and I quote tweeted because I said this earlier, the right guard steps on Trevor Lawrence's foot. The left guard cleans up one of the defensive linemen and allows him to score. So It was kind of funny how that all played out. But watching Chris Jones in that play, this is a weird dynamic. He is a future Hall of Famer. I showed Dylan the play, too. He's a future Hall of Famer. He is all everything, all pro, all whatever, Pro Bowl. I mean, but, man, I cannot imagine going into that film room and looking at that play and having to explain what exactly was going through my head and the lack of pursuit and effort I showed on that play. And I know he's a leader of the team. They showed him earlier in the game on the sideline. He, like, throws down a tablet because he's so frustrated. They made mention of it on the broadcast. They're like, Chris Jones. Extremely frustrated. Yeah, dude. Like, if you keep putting out film like that, it's probably going to get even worse. There's been conversations had a couple of times this year about Travis Kelce. It just feels like there's not good vibes around that organization right now, and it ends with a loss last night. That was just a bad look.
As a player, how much flack is Chris Jones going to get? Because you laid out all of his credentials, future Hall of Famer. We know the great seasons he's had and the great player that he still is. What kind of flack is he catching in the locker room? Because, I mean, like I said, you show me the play, and that is just unexcusable. That's just zero effort, and he just completely gave up on that play. There's no way around that.
It's going to have to come from Andy Reid, much in the way the Travis Kelce thing did, where all of a sudden Travis Kelce's like, quote-unquote, trying to show leadership, and he's being loud. And Andy Reid finally comes at him and is like, dude, you're not exactly carrying the torch right now. I would shut my mouth. That's what Andy Reid definitely said to him on the sideline. I think it's going to be the same conversation with Chris Jones. It's like, I don't know what you think makes you to where you cannot be talked to the way some of these other players are, but Andy Reid's going to the Hall of Fame too. You know what I mean? If you really want to start measuring up credentials next to one another, Chris Jones makes a lot of money to go out there and give max effort, and those are the kind of things. Now, you can say, man, he was out of the play, whatever. I don't care. If you give max effort, maybe you are in the play. Maybe the ball comes out of his hand. Maybe he can fall on it. Maybe things change. It's just, it's a bad look, man. I don't know. And I like Chris Jones a lot, man. He's so talented. God almighty, I can't imagine trying to explain that play to Andy Reid and Steve Spagnuolo, though, watching tape. That was just awful.
At what point do you worry about the Chiefs, too? Because, look, they're, what, 2-3 now? And, you know, obviously they've had some issues throughout this early part of the season, but we know how they have that, you know, championship pedigree. So at what point do you start legitimately become worried about the Chiefs? I mean, is it just a situation of as long as they make the postseason, they're good because we know they got that experience?
I am very worried about the long term for the simple fact that I don't know how much longer Andy Reid's going to coach. And when you – Travis Kelce has become a shell of himself. And rightfully so. I mean, he's older, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
you're going to take a step back from being in that one role. Xavier Worthy is the feature guy in the offense. Obviously, you have other people that they're getting the ball to offensively. But when you start having guys like Travis Kelce and Chris Jones that are having these are future Hall of Fame players and massive parts of this dynasty, I would say part number three and part number four, beside Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid, then yeah, I think you got to start asking questions about where the long-term future is. Does it mean they're going to be bad this year? They won't make the playoffs? No. But I think when you start looking beyond that, I think that there's some erosion from the leadership there. And I think that you got to start looking at that and, you know, trying to wonder where that goes to. So I don't know, man. It's just, I'm curious to see what the inside of that locker room look like today.
Well, shifting from last night's Monday Night Football to next week's Monday Night Football, the Falcons have been on a bye week. Buffalo Bills are coming to town. Mercedes-Benz. By the way,
ding.
Get there early.
Yes.
You know
yes.
how the Bills Mafia can be. Please get
say it
there
again.
Early.
It is a 7. It's a 7:15.
Yes.
It's not 8:20 like every other Monday Night Football game we've ever had here. This is an hour earlier. This is not the 8:20 window. There's a doubleheader on Monday night. Listen to her. Get there early because this is not all the way back. You're going to have to fight some traffic to get it. As a matter of fact, don't even fight the traffic. Go straight from work, straight to the Benz.
Period.
You know, and just get there.
And whoever is late within your party of people that's going, tell them it's at 6.
Yeah.
So you can just go 100%.
Early. 100%.
Get there early.
And don't let any Bills Mafia members jump through any tables. No table jumping through.
Yeah, bro. I'm on board with that.
None of that.
So on board with that.
Now that we have the crowd set, everyone's going to be there. What are you looking for from the Falcons? What are you hoping they have worked on with this extra time they've had?
Yeah, and I talked about this earlier. I want to see more fake handoffs. I'm curious to get Dylan's point of view because I was trying to, like I said, I'm not trying to go too deep in the weeds. Not more, hey, I need to see more gap plays and more, you know, cover two blitzes or like fire zone. That's not what I want to go with. I simply want to see more fake handoffs. And I'm looking at Xavier Worthy last night in this game. And I'm looking at the way they utilize him because of his speed, because of his athleticism. And I kept asking myself, now, granted, this guy's been injured, so this is not fair. But I kept asking myself, how much more athletic is he than Darnell Mooney? It's not that much. Like, Darnell Mooney's a 4-3 guy. Like, he can do some of these same things, some of these orbit motion plays that really stress defenses out. You don't have to hand in the ball. You show you can do it one time, and it lasts for 2 weeks where it's in the back of the head of the defense. And so I just want to see more fake handoffs. More guessing on the part of the defenses we are playing against and them having a little bit of confusion instead of just zoning in on exactly where the ball is going on any given play.
And I'm so glad you brought that up because I was not only thinking when you started to bring that up, I was not only thinking of Darnell Mooney. I know we tried it once with Raven McLeod and it didn't go very well, but I would like to see it with Raven McLeod as well too because I think he can bring that aspect when you talk about his speed and athleticism. I think he would be good in that role too as far as like a jet sweep or some sort of end around and things like that. I think you add that to your repertoire if you're Zach Robinson. Just like you said, a little bit more guessing, a little bit more window dressing. You don't have to get super fancy. You don't have to get extra cute. But a little bit of cuteness here and there wouldn't hurt Zach Robinson because I think you made a really good point. At times, I think he suffers from oversimplifying things for this team and for this offense, and that hurts the again, you didn't necessarily call it when we were talking before after the Carolina game, you know, not necessarily the offense being predictable, but it just was a matter of the offense is too matter of fact. Like, if you see Charlie Warner in the backfield,
good way
you,
to put it.
You know that whoever the back is, whether it's Bijan or Tyler Allgeier, they're following Charlie Warner. It's just too, okay, we see this is happening, that means this is going to happen. There's nothing to throw you off. There's no extra wrinkles that I think could be thrown in there. So more jet sweeps or end arounds to Darnell Mooney or River McLeod. I would love to see that, actually.
Yeah, no, and that's the thing is, like, I think there's so much of an ability to build off of it. And I actually noticed this, and not to go back to the weekend and act like college football is, you know, NFL football. It's not. But I thought it was really impressive how Diego Pavia and Clark Lee, they ran like a flare pass right into the flat. And then all of a sudden, the next play, they ran like a fake flare and they ran a screen to the right side. And then they ran like the flare pass with a blocker, with a crack block. And then they ran a flare pass where it was like a wheel route up the sideline. And they're just building off things. I don't know that we do a good enough job of building off of the things that we do well. Last night, for instance, Travis Kelce gives a fake kind of crack back block on the end of the line of scrimmage, the outside linebacker, making it look like they're going to throw into the flat. And then he slips off of that, gets up the middle, and catches that pass from Patrick Mahomes and gains, you know, 10, 12 yards. Mm-hmm. That's beautiful. There's no reason we can't do that. With the amount of times we throw to Bijan out in the flat, that we can't do that with Kyle Pitts on the end of the line of scrimmage or Drake Leonard on the end of the line of scrimmage. And I know we have it in the repertoire, like he, you know, big word that he used, but we have to see it more. We have to just build off of the things. Yeah. Build off of the things that we do well and throw a little more eye candy in there. I'm not saying go full, you know, Mike McDaniels and Miami Dolphins in terms of the eye candy, but there are just certain things that we can do, I think, that would take a few extra hits off Bijan at the end of these runs and allow Bijan to get those career-high long rushes that he talked about before the season, getting 40-yard, 50-yard, 60-yard rushes that he wants to get.
I am curious to see what the Falcons have been working on. But before we get to Monday's game, let's get you set up with the ultimate tailgate kit this Saturday from noon until 2. You can join Beau Morgan at Bulldog Kia of Athens. One lucky fan will win the ultimate tailgate kit. It's a 50-inch 4K smart TV with a rolling stand. Other prizes come along with it. And another winner will take home tickets to an upcoming home game. Again, that is Saturday, noon to 2 at Bulldog Kia of Athens with Beau Morgan and Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Coming up, somebody had to say sorry. We're going to let you hear that next when we go in the huddle on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the morning shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson. Dylan is hanging out behind the glass. Bo will be back tomorrow. But Dylan today is handling Top 5 Tuesday. He's got Top 5 fast food chicken sandwiches.
Dude, this is an aggressive list to make.
I think there will only be one controversial move and one controversial thing that I did on this list. I think otherwise, I think the people will agree with me, as they usually do.
All right.
We'll get to that at 7:40. We're about to go in the huddle, but I do have a question for you, Dylan, because Mike and I kind of got into a little heated debate.
Uh-oh.
Here.
Okay.
Remember me looking at you? You were like, he got in my ear. He goes, man, what's your deal? And I was like, Allie over here is just disrespecting me.
I know. He just pointed. I was like, why are you looking at me like that? He just pointed at Allie. He was like, this Allie over here.
Mine.
Because I was explaining, when you go through fast food, you need a drive-thru.
Yes.
You need to have your order ready. Do you ever tell them to hang on?
So I have done that, but I know that's a big no-no. Like, I try not to ever do that. That's not something you want to do. It's courtesy to the workers who are trying to bring you fast service. It's courtesy to the people behind you so they're not waiting extra long. It's just a courtesy all around. What I usually do now is most of these Most of these places have apps where you can order ahead. I order ahead because then you don't even have to wait.
See?
And then right. when you order on the apps, you get rewards.
Let me break this down further. Let me break this down further. At Chick-fil-A, when the drive-thru is like always backed up and there's people standing out there, I'm always ready to order. All right. I just am.
Okay.
And Chick-fil-A is not some kind of in-depth menu. You're going to get chicken. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, there's no guessing. But when I go to other drive-thrus, bro, I'm taking my time.
Do you not think about what you want to eat before you go, though?
Right.
Like, okay, let me just throw this out at you. There's a Hardee's by my house. You roll up to Hardee's, what you ordering?
I don't know. I don't usually go to Hardee's.
Exactly.
But I don't usually go to Hardee's.
I roll up, and I'm like, hey, if I was planning, just a second, please.
If I'm saying, okay, I'm going to Hardee's, I'm looking at the Hardee's menu, and I'm already planning out what I'm ordering before I even get there. Man. When I go to,
what if there's something really cool you never even heard of before?
Okay, then I'll call an Audible real quick because then it catches mine. I'm like, you know what? I'll try that.
And then what if Simone's in the passenger seat and she's going, what'd you get? Like, bro, I don't have any problem approaching the drive-thru and being like, hey, give me just 1 second.
I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it. I'm just saying I don't think that's something you should make a habit
of. Bro, she's sitting over here like a fast food drag race driver. Like, it's like when that light hits green, it's time to go.
No, it is. It stresses me out.
It's not good drive-thru etiquette.
It's not good drive-thru etiquette. It stresses me out when Grant and I will go through fast food every time. They'll be like, what can we get you today? Hold on.
Yeah. 100% that's me. 100% that's me.
And my deodorant is working overtime.
100% that's me.
I am so stressed.
I have no, dude, it doesn't bother me one iota to get up there and just say, hang on for a second.
And now,
it's not a 5 minute hold period. It's 15 seconds. I'm like, just give me a second. Let me mow through this and see if I need to add something else.
And Mike, I do understand it for you more, especially like when you have your kids, if you're getting food for the kids.
Yeah.
I do understand, especially when they're in the car, because then you got to make sure. Yeah. And, you know, like that, I totally understand. But if you're going by yourself, bro, do a scouting report. Nah, like, do your research beforehand,
dog. I don't
have,
like, go-to meals, though. Like, if I'm going to Taco Bell or something, like, it could be anything. Could be anything on the menu.
Oh, yeah. That's just where me and Allie are a little bit cut from a different cloth.
Bro,
we're planning our meals out before we pull up. When we pull up, we already know what we want, dog.
I already know what I want. Anyways, I already know what I want. 7:40 is when Dylan will give us his chicken sandwich, top five Tuesday. But if you want to go somewhere where it's appropriate to look over the menu and sit and wait for a moment, this Wednesday, join Dukes and Bell for a special live broadcast from Buffalo's Cafe in Hiram. Come out and join them for great food and drink, plus a preview of this Monday night's game. It is Wednesday from 2 to 6 at Buffalo's Cafe in Hiram with Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Cardinals coach Jonathan Gannon, he did apologize to Amari DiMercato yesterday for his reaction to him letting go of the football before crossing the goal line in the Tennessee game. Let's hear for this.
I woke up this morning and didn't feel great about it, honestly. And so in the team meeting, I addressed it. I apologized to Amari, apologized to the team. And I just told him I kind of let the moment of what happened get the better of me there. Obviously, like I try to be emotionally stable and calm because my job is to solve problems when during a game and kind of lead the charge on that. So it's not really who I am, who I want to be, and I told the guys that today. So it's a mistake by me, and it's just like everybody in there. Everybody made some type of mistake yesterday, which is, you know, culminates to why we didn't win the game. And we can't let it happen moving forward.
I hate this.
Yeah.
I hate everything he just said. I love the fact, let me run this back. I love the fact that he's being true to himself. That's how he felt. If he woke up and felt bad about it, fine. All right. But he said, that's not who I am. That's not how I want to be. You know what you do want to be? You want to be the Cardinals head coach. And if your players keep doing things like that, you're not going to be. Okay? I thought the message was heard loud and clear. I don't know why that it has to be such a big deal. This is the craziest. I cannot imagine him being more sick after a football game than the interception that turned into a fumble, that turned into a touchdown.
Yeah.
And obviously this one as well that went the other way. It's happening too much. I'm not blaming, you know, this generation or some kind of performative thing. I'm not going to go there, but I wish he would have just stuck by it. This actually happened in college to me one time. Mike Shula, who was the nicest human being ever, who's the OC at South Carolina, he like cussed us out. And then 5 minutes later, he was like, you know what? I shouldn't have talked to y'all like that. Mm. And bro, I was like, we deserved it. We freaking deserved it, man. Like, don't do that. And a few months later, he got fired. And I think about that all the time because I'm like, we deserve to be cussed out in that moment.
But don't you think there's a difference between getting cussed out? Because, I mean, we all know that happens in sports, right?
Yeah.
Especially professional sports. But isn't there a difference between being cussed out and what Jonathan Gannon did? I mean, he put some pretty good licks on him if we're keeping it a buck. Like, I just feel like there's a little bit of a difference.
How would you have rather him do it? Because it's on the sideline. It just happened. He's got to be boiling at this point. Anybody watch that game?
Yeah, for sure.
He's boiling.
You could say, honestly, that cost him the game.
It 100% did.
I mean, he lost
Either
by a
one
point.
Of those plays yeah, goes their way, sure. they win. It's just, yeah, I see what you're saying. I just don't know when else he's supposed to do it. Is he supposed to wait till post game? He's not going to react the same. I don't know, man. There's just, it's hard to hold, like, and this is in college now, too. It's hard to hold guys accountable. The amount of money going on and the superstardom and everything else. I didn't mind it, man. I was like, you know what, dude? You're fighting for your job at this point if you're Jonathan Gannon.
When you break it down like that, I get it, and I understand your point of view, and I'm not even necessarily saying you're wrong. All I'm saying is that it just didn't sit right with me because at the end of the day, the way I feel is on any level of that, you shouldn't necessarily put your hands on – when you're a coach, you shouldn't put your hands on your athletes in that manner that he did. Now, I know you're in the heat of the moment and you just react how you react.
Are you talking about the chest slap?
I'm talking about the chest slap, the punch, whatever it was. It was like a close fist type of thing. I just think that didn't sit well with me because I think you shouldn't let it ever go that far. You react how you react. I get it. But whether it's you slamming down your headset or even getting his helmet and slamming it down or something on the turf, if you want to take out your anger, I feel like, and you want to really send a statement, I feel like there's still other ways he could have done that besides the route he chose. Again, when you broke it down the way you did, I get it. I understand it. And he's in the heat of the moment. I understand that too, but it still just didn't sit right with me.
I mean, the physicality is one thing. I'll meet you in the middle there where he just kind of like chest slapped him on the way off.
Yeah.
Like, but man, when he was like just letting it eat, just talking in his ear. I was like, oh, good for you, bro.
The letting it eat.
Good for you. I don't mind this at all.
Yeah, the letting it eat part, getting into him, digging in him, I'm all for that. At some point, you got to do that, especially in those type of situations. I'm all for that. It's the physicality part that didn't sit right with
me. And like I said, it's almost a sign of the times where you go back like Tom Coughlin, Bill Parcells, guys like that. They didn't have no bones about it. They were like, nah, dog, you got to go. Right. I am not dealing with this. You got to go.
And speaking of people who are going to have to say sorry, the 69-year-old man who was involved in the altercation with Mark Sanchez has been released from the hospital. Obviously, has a long road to recovery. His son is actually getting married this weekend.
I saw the picture.
He can't. Oh.
I shouldn't have.
It's burned in your mind now, right?
I shouldn't have. I saw the pictures. It looked terrible. And, you know, to borrow one from Ricky Ricardo, he's got a lot of explaining to do. You know what I mean? Mark's got a lot of explaining to do.
There's still a lot that needs to come out about this. There is a civil lawsuit now against Mark Sanchez. I hate that this guy is going to miss his son's wedding. And Mark's charges have been up to felony charges. His arraignment
should be.
Was going to be this morning. There's still a lot of investigating going on, so it's moved down to November.
Yeah, should be. It's just unfortunate as it gets. It's ugly and unfortunate as it gets. And I don't know what he could possibly say that would make anybody feel better about that.
It's just awful. Well, coming up, we're going to talk about the second decision. What could it be? And it's Top 5 Tuesday. Dylan's list, they're always controversial. We'll see what he does with his top 5 fast food chicken sandwiches. That's next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. It is.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Is the morning shift at 7:42 on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson. Dylan, who will be handling Top 5 Tuesday momentarily. And this segment is presented by John Foy & Associates, experienced personal injury attorneys. Get the strong arm. So LeBron James.
Yeah.
What's funny is we brought him up yesterday about the decision.
LeBron. Yeah.
LeBron.
Yeah.
Okay. LeBron James.
We brought him up yesterday. So he's got a little teaser out saying he's going to make his second decision today at noon. Any guesses?
The only guess I have to try to make is which products he is deciding on Amazon Prime Day. Which decision is he making? Is it a blender versus a air fryer? Like, you know what I mean? That's the decision.
Or is he offering up maybe some of his memorabilia?
Maybe, or maybe he's launching some kind of product line, but I don't know why that would be a decision.
Let's be honest. LeBron is finally announcing a partnership with Taco Bell so he can bring Taco Tuesday back.
Yeah,
today
is
National Taco Day.
I mean, it only makes sense. It's Tuesday. National Taco Day. It only makes sense.
And when I get to the drive-thru, I'm not going to know which taco I'm ordering just yet. I just want to make that, for all y'all coming at me on Twitter, I just want to make that abruptly clear.
First of all,
it could be a Crunchwrap. It could be, I don't know. All right, don't come at me.
Mike, if you're ordering a taco from Taco, specifically a taco, you need to just go ahead and get that Doritos Locos Nachos taco.
Okay, but I don't even know. Like, I'll have to locate that on the menu. I'm going to need 15 seconds to do that. You know what I'm saying?
All right.
Like, that's going to be a thing. But in neither here nor there. Dylan, I thought you brought up a good thing earlier talking about the decision. The only thing it could be basketball related, like the craziest thing it could be.
Yes, the craziest thing it could be, Allie used the word spicy, the spiciest thing it could be is that he's announcing that this is his final year and that he's going to retire after this year. That's the spiciest thing it could be. Other than that, it's, like you said, choosing what he wants on Amazon Prime Day, bringing back Taco Tuesday or something of that nature.
Explain the timeline of it to me then. Why is it happening at noon when everyone is at work?
Yeah,
that's
so they can get on their phones and order more products. The blenders,
right? If it's on promotional, that's why for sure. That once they're taking their lunch break, they can order whatever LeBron's ordering. As far as if it's a retirement announcement, that's a solid point, which can only prove the point that it's probably not a retirement announcement. But I guess because it's LeBron. He moves the needle. Everybody's going to be looking out to see what it is anyway. So I guess that the time wouldn't really make a difference for him. So I don't know as far as the noon announcement goes.
I don't know, man. I just know that whatever it is, I'm going to be let down by it. And it's the craziest thing because we got here this morning and we got here, you know, I walked in shortly before 5 a.m. and every major website I pulled up had something about the possibilities of LeBron's decision. And I'm like, dude, I almost hate it for him because I feel like the marketing opportunity he's missing, I feel like it's, I mean, I guess it's landing, but it feels like you're going to burn that bridge and you're never going to be able to use this ever again.
Hey, the news outlets have to do it because if they're wrong,
touché.
If it's not something, if it is something big, they missed it. But B, if he's watering down this kind of promotion, man, he got paid.
I was going to say. Well, I mean, like, is he a billionaire yet? Is LeBron a billionaire? He's got to be.
I'm pretty sure he is.
He's got to be a billionaire. Yeah, so, I mean, cool. Like, how much money could LeBron be paid where you're like, man, he got paid? To where he's thinking, okay, this is worth $20
million?
$20 million, I'd do it. $20 million, I'd do it if I were him. I don't know. I just think that this, whatever it is, we're going to be let down. So it just kind of is what it is.
Noon today is when we'll find out. Hashtag the second decision.
You know why? Maybe this is why I have a sour taste in my mouth. Because the first one was ridiculous.
Yeah,
the first one was ridiculous. Maybe that's why I'm so over the top being like, man, I ain't worried about this.
But it was something real.
Okay, and I feel like he burned that bridge back then. And that one wasn't worth 20 minutes. I don't know. Maybe ESPN paid him to air it. But
and that's the thing as far as the first decision goes. When people talk about LeBron and how, like, you know, he has been not only such a obviously great basketball player, but just a great human. Like, he's been a role model, class act, ambassador for the NBA. The only thing that people ever talk about as far as, like, negatively, as far as LeBron goes, I guess before maybe Bronny, because people try to get on LeBronny, but I'm not necessarily even mad about that. But they talk about him making the decision. That's the only thing people, like, criticize LeBron outside of basketball.
That's not true. No, well, outside of basketball, yeah. But I was going to say, negatively, they talk about how much he complains and how much he flops.
Oh, that's true. But that's all basketball stuff.
And that's my biggest issue. I got a lot of respect for LeBron, but when I watch him complain and flop, I'm like, you know the reason that he'll never, in my opinion, match where like Michael and even Kobe are, because you just they like bro, they always had that look on their face. You know what I mean? Like it was time to go. Like it's crunch time. It's time to go in for the kill. LeBron, you just see him smacking his lips. Man, what? You know, like that's what when I close my eyes and think of LeBron, that's what I think of.
Yeah, and I mean, Michael and Kobe definitely had, I think, more of that killer instinct than LeBron does. Bro. LeBron has it. I want to make that clear. LeBron definitely has it. I mean, game six of, what was it, 2013, when he was his backup against the wall against the Celtics, and he had that face on the whole entire game, just that straight, like, killer, like, I'm not letting this opportunity go by the wayside. I'm not getting ousted out of the playoffs again. I'm not, you know, going a second straight year without winning a championship with the Heat. Like, when he had that face on, like, you could tell that killer instinct was there. So he has it, but he didn't tap into that as much as Michael and Kobe
did. Just a little bit goofier than they are.
Yeah.
I'm just going to throw it out there. He's just a little bit goofier, and then things like this just feed into it.
Well, I'm just thankful he's not making us wait too long. Today at noon is when we'll find out. We don't have to wait a week or anything today at noon. But before we get to Dylan's Top 5 Tuesday, I want to remind you, you can join the Morning Shift every Friday for the Tailgate at Home presented by Publix. Bo Morgan will fire up the grill and share his favorite game day recipes. And you can share your best work on the grill by tweeting at The Morning Shift. That's the Tailgate at Home presented by Publix. Feed your fandom. Feel the hype this year with Publix every Friday morning on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Yep, I can guarantee you I'm putting Baron Burton's all over all these chicken sandwiches I'm about to list off.
And the tacos and everything else.
And
maybe
the tacos, everything. Shoot, I might even put on that Odunze dog if I ever get my hands on one. But no, shout out to Baron Burton's Everyday Hot Sauce, W Sauce, all the great sauces and products they have over there. All right, without further ado, we're getting into it. Top 5 fast food chicken sandwiches. This was inspired by Ali Mac's Top 5 fast food fries list last Tuesday when she did that. And so I woke up hungry this morning, woke up feeling dangerous like Baker Mayfield, and I said, you know what? I'm going after it. All right. I'm going after the chicken sandwiches. I do have 6. One is an honorable mention, so we're going to start with that
first. I'm writing
down. Okay. KFC's not just for looking good. It's for getting your makeup good. It's getting over a breakup good. It's smuggle into the cinema good.
Oh, you started with number one first?
No. That's an honorable mention.
Dude. Whoa.
KFC, I told you I had a little bit of controversy in here.
Whoa.
And that's where it is. Just wait till you hear number 5. KFC is finger looking good, but it's not top 5 good for Dylan Matthews. It's just honorable mention good. So coming in, honorable mention is KFC. Good, but I think it's not quite as good as these other ones. All right, let's go ahead and get it to the top 5 list. Here's number 5.
Number 5.
Butter chicken, BK now has butter chicken. Crispy seasoned chicken with decadent sauce. Try it on poutine, that's pretty boss. BK, have it your way.
That's right.
I disagree with some of your lists in the past. We're only into 5, an honorable mention on this, and I feel like you should be arrested. Like, I feel like
you're gonna be in
I'm
trouble.
About to call 911.
Have you ever had a chicken sandwich for Burger King? Have you ever had their Royal Crispy? Have you ever had their Butter Crispy Chicken Sandwich?
Long one?
No. That one's good, too, though. That one's good, too. But they got new ones. See? They got the Royal Crispy.
Ah. They're fine, but you just, like, oh,
and that's
God.
Why it's at number 5. To me, better overall flavor. I KFC, maybe, if you like crispy, has a little bit more crispiness than Burger King's. But Burger King's overall, better flavor.
Round this list out.
I'm here with it.
You
all
better
right.
Round this list out.
Okay, let's get into number 4. Burger King at number 5 is number 4.
Number 4.
A true classic never goes out of style. Like Zaxby's all-new Southern TLC Chicken Sandwich. A hand-breaded buttermilk filet served classically delicious with lettuce, tomato, and mayonnaise. Made fresh to order. Made to crave. Zaxby's.
Zaxby's coming in at number 4.
Okay.
You like that? See? Okay.
We're rounded into form.
We're getting there.
Somehow you've put brackets around Burger King with 2 of the top 3 at least.
You just got to let me cook, Mike. Just got to let me cook. All right. So Zaxby's coming in at number 4. Again, good, but I think there is a little bit more to be desired on flavor. But again, just amazing. You know, Zaxby's, they got the good chicken. All right.
Okay.
Here we go. We're going in at number 3 now.
Number 3.
Have you tried the Popeye's chicken sandwich made with our buttermilk crispy chicken and our delicious toasted brioche buns?
I have tried.
With spicy or classic mayo? If you haven't, try it today for just $3.99.
Love that chicken from Popeye's.
You love that chicken for Popeyes?
Yeah.
You get enough love, you get to the top three.
This is the one that caused drama, right?
We're back on track.
Yes. This is the one that caused drama when this is the one that started the chicken sandwich war. When Popeyes got the chicken sandwich, then everybody else started getting chicken sandwiches, Burger King, all of them. They started ramping up the chicken sandwich game. So Popeyes comes in at number three. I really do enjoy a good Popeyes chicken sandwich when I'm in the mood for it. Okay, keeping it moving here. Let's get to number two.
Number two.
Hey, my name's Paige, and what makes the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich original to me is the crispiness of the breading and the tenderness of the filet. It's tasty, it's warm, it's total satisfaction.
Yeah. All right, I mean, like, you had to feature it somewhere on
number
there.
Number two?
Number two, because my number one, this list was the easiest one to come up with number one, because without a doubt, this next one I'm about to play, it's not even debate. They have the, if you know, you know, they have the best fast food chicken sandwich. Without further ado, here's number one.
Number one.
Kind of feels like everyone's trying to copy the $5 biggie bag. So how can you spot a knockoff? It won't taste like Wendy's. This job is easy. When the deal is as fresh as the meal, gotta be Wendy's.
Gotta be fresh.
Wendy's? And I'm going to get real specific with you here. Wendy's spicy chicken sandwich, the best fast food chicken sandwich. It always seems like it's fresh. The crispiness is perfectly there. I mean, you can literally, when you bite into it, the juices come out and you get that little bit of spice from the spiciness of the spicy chicken sandwich and the peppers that they use. I love Wendy's spicy chicken sandwich with all my heart. It's number one. There's no debate. Debate a wall. I don't care what you got to say.
I can still see Dave Thomas like on the commercial for the spicy chicken sandwich when it came out from Wendy's.
First of all, good delivery. Second of all, I don't necessarily disagree with the six that you have, but I'm not sure any single one of them is in the correct order. I would have given the BK the honorable mention. I might have thrown KFC all the way up to one, big dog.
One?
Bro, it's like Zaxby's is up there. Chick has to be somewhere. Popeyes might be in the right spot at three, but everything else is a complete disaster.
What's funny to me is your number one pick is a burger place.
Oh, yeah.
But
yeah,
they do have a phenomenal chicken sandwich.
It's amazing.
And here's the thing, Allie, and I don't want to go too far down this road, but when I pull up to Wendy's, I don't know what I'm going to order. You know what I'm saying? Can I just get
order
10
the spicy
seconds
chicken
at the
sandwich.
Drive-thru? I don't know. Maybe I want a Dave's Double. Can I get 5 seconds at the drive-thru to just check back down the menu and make sure that I'm ordering the right thing for myself?
You should have thought about that before you pulled up.
Without everybody on Twitter honking the horn at me? You know what I mean? Like, I just, give me a second. Let me make the right decision for myself here.
Newsflash. You ever see Mike Johnson in the drive-thru? Just pull over. Just go inside. Go inside.
I hope you already got your
online
order.
It might be faster.
It's going to be faster.
I hope you already got your online order in.
Well, we have the wake-up call coming up next. Dylan, the tweets are already coming in. What in the frozen filet is going on with this list? That's what Mike Mixon has to say. Give us a call, 404-726-0929. Give us your suggestions for Dylan's top five fast food chicken sandwiches list. Also, are there any specific changes to the Falcons offense you're hoping to see on Monday? And do you ever say, hold on, when you're at the drive-thru? Fast food drive-thru. That's the key phrase there, fast food. Or do you order as soon as you get there, as you should? 404-726-0929. The wake-up call is next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.